With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's become clear to a growing number of Americans Kamala Harris is not qualified to serve as president.
She was gifted a nomination that she could never win on her own, and that as the American people learn more about her and about her radical record and her radical plans for the future, they're turning back to Donald Trump.
During her campaign stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Vice President Harris said Donald Trump is no friend of labor.
He encouraged automakers to move their plants out of Michigan so he could pay, they could pay their workers less.
Meanwhile, the former president on his own campaign stop in Michigan says when it comes to police misconduct,
you're always going to have some bad apples, but they are very, very few.
Mr. Trump telling a roundtable in Auburn Hills, Michigan, too many officers are being prosecuted when things go wrong on the job.
Literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and if it's the wrong decision, their life is over.
And the former president says after speaking with the leaders from a number of police unions, he believes officers should be granted immunity for mistakes made in the performance of their duties. The White House hopes the killing of the top Hamas leader can lead to a ceasefire.
After word of Yahya Sinwar's death in Gaza, President Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and congratulated him on the elimination of the terrorist leader. In a statement, the president called it a good day for Israel, the United States, and the world because Sinwar was responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. The White House hopes this moment in the conflict can help bring the hostages home and the war to a close. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A wave of influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in a trend they call kindness content that usually entails recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. This is SRN News. Would you prefer it if your pastor would endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. The faith continues to spread just the same. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another government investigation into Boeing's safety compliance.
The government announces it's continuing close oversight of Boeing, which intensified after a panel blew off an Alaska Air Jet mid-flight in January. The FAA says its review will examine key areas of safety procedures. Last week, the Transportation Department's Inspector General said there are weaknesses in FAA's oversight. The auditor said the FAA failed to ensure Boeing and its suppliers are meeting engineering and design requirements for parts, and that it's failed to investigate claims Boeing's putting improper pressure on its safety inspectors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which means it's the perfect time to learn how to protect yourself from online scams, a growing problem. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.